It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I was 10 years old when this incident took place. We lived in a small town in Nashville. The neighborhood was quiet and people minded their own business. Maybe that's why no one saw this coming. I was living with my parents and my mother was pregnant with my sisters. My father was busy on his farm and my mother was busy preparing the house to welcome the newborn. Feeling a little neglected, I often wandered around the streets riding my tiny bicycle. The neighborhood houses lay on both sides of the streets. Almost everyone was known to us, but there was also this one house that remained abandoned for years. Kids at my school used to address it as Creepy House, and no one ever went there after dark. One Saturday evening, I was riding my bicycle on the empty street when I noticed a black car parked next to the sideway of the Creepy House. To get a closer look, I paddled faster and stopped right in front of the abandoned house. Saplings and weeds were growing all over its roof and walls. Black, muddy stains destroyed the paint of the house. I was staring curiously when the front door suddenly opened and a man came out of the house. He was wearing weird-looking trousers, the ones that flap at the bottom. His hairstyle was pretty weird too, parted on one side, revealing his hairline in the middle. His head reminded me of a mushroom. I was so surprised to see someone move into the creepy house that I didn't notice the way the man was staring at me. His green, wide eyes were scanning me like a vulture. He then smiled eerily and said, "Hi there, where do you live?" Now, I was aware of the saying stranger danger, so I lied to him.
Next to the churchyard?
And before he could say anything more, I turned out my bicycle and left. The man didn't try to stop me or anything. He just stood there and watched me leave. When I returned home, I didn't tell my parents about him because he didn't do anything suspicious. We sat down for dinner, and that's when my dad made a suggestion. "So, I met Pastor Jeff at the church today. He said the Miller boy's fallen sick."
"Isn't he the paper boy this month?"
"Yeah. So, I told Pastor Jeff Liam will be this month's paper boy. Is it okay, Liam?"
"Do I have to deliver to all the houses?"
"What kind of a stupid question is that? Of course you would have to deliver to the entire neighborhood. Why, is there a problem?"
"So, I have to drop by that creep house too?" "Oh yes, Susie told me the son of the owner of that house had come back."
"Really? That's a good thing. Finally, they'll renovate that ugly house."
"When do I start?"
"Tomorrow, 5 a.m.
5 a.m.? Oh, come on, Dad.
"There's a reason it's called the morning newspaper, Liam. You'll get paid for this. Think about that. You'll be able to buy the new superhero toy you wanted last Christmas." I realized my dad was right. Also, it's only a matter of an hour. I can come back and get some sleep, too, after delivering the papers. Eventually, I agreed. The next morning, I woke up and geared up to start my day one as the town paperboy. My dad attached a small cart with my bicycle and I piled the paper on it. Though it was 5 a.m., the sunlight didn't pierce yet. It was partly cloudy, so the neighborhood was still in darkness. My dad waved at me and I started to deliver the papers. The lights of the houses were turned off. Everyone was in a deep sleep when I drove through the area. The job was simple. Stop by each house and throw the paper aiming at the porch and move to the next one. That's it. One by one, I finished the houses and finally reached the creep house. I stopped and stared at the house for a second. It was no different either than the other houses at that hour. Lights were off, standing in silence. I picked up the last bundle of newspaper and aimed it to the porch. But right then, huge lightning struck nearby, and out of panic, my hand shook. I missed the aim and the tightly banded newspaper roll hit the porch window. The throw was strong, so the glass shattered immediately after it hit.
Damn it!
I looked around in panic, not knowing what to do. Should I run away? But they would know it would be me. Everyone knows I'm the paper boy today. If I go home and tell Dad, he'll ground me, no doubt. So I decided to walk onto the porch and apologize to the man for damaging his property. Maybe if he lets it go, the matter will be forgotten and I won't be penalized. I did as I felt. Not for a single second did it occur to me that the results could be completely different. I got down from the bicycle, pushed the dusty wooden gate, and entered the creepy house lawn. As I walked, the thick grass munched under my shoes. I stopped outside the door and waited for the man to open it, but even though the sound was pretty loud, I didn't see any sign of the man. I waited for a few more seconds and then thought to ring the doorbell. I knew if I leave now without confronting him, it will eventually come out as I escaped after breaking his window. So, I rang the doorbell. Once, twice, thrice. Within 5 seconds, I heard heavy footsteps coming down the stairs and stop on the other side of the door. Without opening it, the man said in a raspy, irritated voice, "What do you want?"
I'm here to apologize for breaking your window."
He got quiet and then I heard him walking to the window. Even though the lights were turned off, I saw the man quite clearly when he came to the window. But I guess he didn't realize that. In the small glimpse, I noticed the white vest he was wearing. The vest was covered in bloodstains. Even his hands were drenched in blood. The man came back to the door and said, "It's fine. Anyway, I have to repair this house. You can leave now." I, on the other side, frozen in fear, lost my voice. Why the hell is he covered in blood? Is that human blood? Oh my god, we have a murderer living in the creep house.
"Hey, kid! I can still see you standing there. Don't you want to go home or what?"
No. I mean, yes. Sorry.
I quickly turned around and walked to my bicycle. I didn't want to run or show any tense movement because I knew he was still watching me. Once I got on the bicycle, I drove it like a fired bullet. Reaching home, I slammed the main door open, which my parents luckily didn't lock after me, and I started to scream for Dad.
"Dad! Dad!"
He came rushing and my mom woke up too. I started hovering for air while crying like hell. My mom sat me down and asked,
"What happened, Liam? Are you hurt?"
"Come on, it's okay. Did something happen?"
"That man at Creep House, he had blood on him. That man."
"What?"
"Yes, he didn't. Me saw him. Please do something, Dad."
Thank God my dad believed me that night without question. Otherwise, that man would have gotten away with what he did. Once the cops arrived, they found the man stuffing a dead body inside a sack filled with sand. The corpse belonged to a woman named Melissa Karen, who was murdered on the highway 3 days back. The CCTV camera captured the woman getting stabbed by a hooded man, but there was no clue who that person was, and also Melissa's body was never found until this night. It came out that the man murdered her on the road and realized the CCTV recorded his crime. Not being sure whether the camera could capture his face or not, he decided to take no risk. Even if the cops find him, they would have to find a body to convict him, so he brought her into this creepy house, realizing it's abandoned. He hid her body in the basement and planned to get rid of it, piece by piece, day by day. His name was Kruger Hall, and he was a charged felon in Orange County. Pretending to be the dead owner's son, he planned to acquire the house to avoid the cops or any further attention. Kruger Hall was arrested for first-degree murder, and now serving his time on death row. I will be relieved the day he's hanged. My mom says I probably saved the world from a rising serial killer.
When I was in my early 20s, I lived in a small farm town where everyone knew everyone's business. I couldn't walk down Main Street without someone waving or wanting to talk about the latest gossip. My neighbor, Pearl, would sit on her porch in the evenings and demand I join her. "Did you hear about Tommy?" she'd ask in her soft, frail voice as she sipped on her tea. Most of my acquaintances were busybody elderlies who'd lived there ever since they were born. Whispers about Mrs. Larson, the crazy cat lady, or Ronnie, the bartender with wife problems. was enough to keep Pearl and the others buzzing for weeks, and they pulled me aside to ramble, as if I cared. It was overwhelming, though. I felt a sense of relief when Elliot, the paperboy, would stop by each morning to drop off the daily newspaper. I know it sounds silly, but even the smallest of chats with this teenager was enough to stimulate my brain and keep me from going completely insane. Elliot was one of those lanky, tall boys with shaggy hair who always wore alternative band t-shirts. We shared some of the same musical interests, so we'd talk about singers, new albums, and our favorite songs. He'd show up on my porch with bright eyes and fresh topics to discuss. It was great. Until it wasn't. I noticed that he started to act a little different with me when he'd show up with the paper. He'd stand a little closer while we talked, look at me with adoration in his eyes, and even brought me a mixed CD full of sappy love songs one time. He stood there bashful as he gave it to me. He placed his hand over mine and let it linger for a moment. "I hope you like it," he said before walking off. It was a bit too much for my liking, but I brushed it off as a young boy with an innocent crush. I started dating a nice man named Zach, and as our relationship progressed, he'd occasionally sleep over. Elliot didn't seem happy about this at all. Sometimes Zach would go out and grab the paper for me and would come back inside, telling me that the paper boy was extremely rude. He'd make a snide remark about Zach's physical traits or flat out tell him he was no good for me and that I deserved someone better. When I asked Elliot to stop, things got worse. He'd leave cringy love notes inside the paper, telling me I was his soulmate. Zach was infuriated and was starting to think I had some sort of inappropriate relationship with this boy. This was definitely not the case. So, in an attempt to smooth things over, I waited for Elliot one morning. Zach hadn't stayed over that night, so I figured it'd be a perfect time to talk. I stood on the porch as I watched him ride up on his bike. He hopped off and brought me the paper. "Hi, Jenna." His eyes lit up when he noticed Zach's car wasn't in the driveway. "It's good to see you. No Zach today?" "No, not today." I folded my arms over my chest and let out a deep sigh. "Elliot, we need to talk." "About?" He moved closer to me and ran a hand through his messy hair. He reached out and grabbed my hand, and I quickly pulled it back. He was making my skin crawl with his infatuation. "This needs to stop. What you're doing is inappropriate and unprofessional. There's nothing between us, and I think it would be best if I canceled my subscription to the paper. I don't want to get you in trouble with your job, so let's just forget about all this." "That's fine," he said with a nod, then stepped back. He looked disappointed but didn't say anything else. I was taken back by how okay he was, but I was also relieved. "Great, you take care," I said, then turned to go inside. Later that night, I was watching TV as I waited for Zach. It was some silly game show, but it kept my attention for the most part. I heard the familiar knock and yelled for him to come in. I heard the door open up and looked up, ready to greet him, but I froze at what I saw. The person standing in my doorway was wearing Zach's black jacket and baseball cap, but it definitely wasn't Zach.
"What are you doing here?"
I demanded, jumping up from my seat. Panic washed over me as he stared me down. His eyes were hungry, and he was panting like he'd just ran a mile. "Elliot," my voice was calm, even though I was trembling. "Where's Zach?" The look on his face turned to one of pure hatred. His eyes were much wider than usual.
"He should be the one to stop coming around, Jenna. Everything was fine before. Make it go back to how it was before," he begged. I shook my head as I tried to make sense of the situation. Where's Zach? I demanded once more. He let out a disturbing laugh. He looked nervous as he shifted one foot from the other in front of me. He turned and hurriedly shut the door behind me, then looked back at me. I didn't mean to hurt him, he said. He trailed off, closing his eyes as he got lost in thought for a moment. Hurt him? What did you do? Tears welled up in my eyes. I didn't want to accept that this was really happening. It had to be some type of horrible dream. Don't worry, he said with a chuckle. I didn't kill him. I wish I did, though. Then you wouldn't have to choose. What? You're crazy. I'm not crazy. Shut the fuck up. He got closer, staring down at me as his eyes burned into mine. You're so beautiful, Jenna. He ran his fingers through my jawline, pushing my hair behind my ear. My chin quivered as I looked up at him. I wanted to run, but I was frozen and with fear. I didn't know what to do. I just kept hoping that I'd wake up from this nightmare soon. It's me, or him, you know. There can't be two of us. But don't worry. I can be just like him. See? He mentioned to the jacket and hat. I could be anything you want. He started humming a melody that seemed familiar. Remember this song? I bet Zach doesn't even know this song. He continued humming, then paused, speaking in a spine-chilling tone. I think about you all the time, Jenna. He doesn't know you like I do. I'm perfect for you. Tears began to stream down his face, but he forced a smile. I could see the pain in his eyes and hear it in his voice. It was sickening. I've invested so much time into you. Why don't you see that? He placed a hand on the back of my neck and leaned down. Just as he was about to kiss me, a pounding at the door made him jump back. Jenna? A familiar, frail voice shouted from the porch. There's a man lying in your driveway. Jenna, open up the door. Zach, I muttered, coming back to reality. Jenna, Pearl yelled. I'm calling 911. Elliot panicked. She can't call. I'll get in trouble. I'll be grounded. Tell her to go away. He placed his hands to his ears like a child who didn't want to hear something. He squeezed his eyes shut and sat down, crossed legs on the floor. He began to rock back and forth, tuning the world out as he sat back humming. I opened the door and faced Pearl. She peered past me. Is that the nice young man who delivers papers? I grabbed her arm and we ran across the lawn to her house. We made the call and waited for the ambulance and the police. Elliot was in the same position, rocking back and forth when they arrived and took him away. I love you, Jenna. He sobbed as they put him in the back of the police car. He was arrested and eventually admitted into a psychiatric facility. Zach had a pretty bad head injury, but made a full recovery. Apparently, Elliot had hit him with a brick when he arrived at my house and got out of his car. If Pearl hadn't been such a nosy neighbor and shown up when she did, who knows what would have happened. To this day, whenever I hear the song that he was humming, I shudder. He'll always be there in the back of my mind, haunting me.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.